Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What's up, everybody? Happy post-best Twitter NBA free agency day ever. You couldn't make that stuff up yesterday. It was pretty entertaining. You're listening to SCU and Wally on MSL Radio. I'm Casey Wallach at Casey Wallach on Twitter, and my co-host is here with me, Stephen Herr, at Writing Fanatic 3 on at Writing Fanatic 2 on Twitter. And so DeAndre Jordan became the LeBron James of Twitter 5 years to the date yesterday with much more comical fodder. And it's funny because the thing is that, you know, DeAndre Jordan, we're treating DeAndre Jordan like he's, you know, this god-like creature. And the guy, you know, in his career, I think averaged 8 and 9 and, you know, maybe 10 and 14 last season. But anyway, Stephen, how are you doing today?
I love that. I'm doing great. I'm doing much better than I was a couple of days ago. Getting over my cold. Cough is gone, but I finally got rid of that this morning. I thought it was funny. Happy, what was it? Happy post NBA free agency day Twitter or something? I already totally forgot what it's called.
But
today is the day that the players can finally officially sign their contracts. And DeAndre Jordan is not signing with the Dallas Mavericks. His first thought, he's going back to the Lakers. Oh, my God. He's going back to the Clippers. 4-year, $84 million deal. Come on. I remember we were talking with last night on the show. Andrew said that the Mavericks had promised him a 2010, that he would score 2010 a night. I honestly don't believe that. 2010 a night in Dallas, that's Dirk's thing right now. Nobody else can do that. I don't think that he'd be able to do that in Dallas. I don't think he's going to do that in Los Angeles, but while we don't know why he decided to go back to Los Angeles, all we know is it's a big turnaround, though. Big turnaround from agreeing to the deal with Dallas and then just like, screw this, I'm going back home.
Right, and I guess supposedly, Dallas hasn't heard from anything from him, you know, personally since last Tuesday. And I guess what happened is Blake and DeAndre had talked, you know, over the weekend. I guess DeAndre reached out to Doc Monday night saying that he had made a mistake and, you know, which kind of triggered this all, you know, getting started. And I guess his family members had reached out to other family members on the Clippers, the other players, you know, kind of because he was, you know, so unhappy. He was, emotionally tormented by the decision and all this stuff. And so then, you know, this all kind of got set in motion and then just, you know, obviously blew up yesterday. And you know, so you had Doc, the owner, Steve Ballmer, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, J.J. Redick, Paul Pierce, mm-hmm. I think maybe, went to his house and, just kind of basically, it turned into this whole funny, hostage situation thing on Twitter. And, I don't know how much of it you saw because I know you were doing the show at the time last night on Andrew Powell's show, but it was just, I found it hilarious. I mean, it was just probably the most entertaining night on Twitter, and people weren't arguing.
Oh, yeah.
They were just laughing at stuff together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw a lot of trolling from everybody on Twitter. When I got the show last night, I was looking through Twitter, and everything was just troll.
But, in all honesty, it wasn't because they literally were guarding the doors or whatever. I mean, nobody was leaving the house till after midnight or, 11 p.m. Central time, which is, Houston time. But, Blake Griffin, probably the best tweet of the night was what Blake Griffin tweeted out, which was, a picture of DeAndre Jordan's front door from, the inside of the house. And he had a chair pushed up and, how you mm-hmm. put a chair under a door? Yeah, to block the door. And he said, don't agree with the furniture layout, but I'm not an interior designer. I mean, after I saw that, I was all right, this is over. I mean, it was funny.
Yeah. That's what I saw last night. That's the thing I was actually thinking of right now is Blake Griffin putting the chair underneath the door so people couldn't get in. That was pretty funny to me. I actually saw the thing with Chris Broussard. He had tweeted that Mark Cuban owner of the Dallas Mavericks was begging people to sign Jordan and everything. I was like, wow. Way to go.
He was driving around Houston, I guess. He was saying that Cuban was driving around Houston, like texting like all these people trying to get his DeAndre's address or something. And then Mark Cuban like fired back at Broussard, and I guess now they're having beef still today or whatever. You should have texted me the address, Broussard, or whatever. And like, I don't know, And then today, I was like, show me your sources, show me your facts, whatever. And it's So.
The Twitter feuds continue with Chris Broussard and Mark Cuban, and they also continue. Well, I wouldn't say they continue, but they sort of died down with J.J. Watt and Zach Mecklenburger. Mecklenburger told the buzzer of Fox Sports that he was, quote-unquote, joking around when he made the joke about J.J. Watt's high school jacket. And this is the moment everyone's waiting for. I have a little message for Zach Mecklenburger, Tennessee Titans. Straight up, Mr. Mecklenburger. Stop being a little bitch. He obviously said he was kidding because he's afraid of J.J. Watt.
As he should be.
Who can blame him? This guy's going to kick his ass if he sees him on the streets, let alone the field. Mecklenburger, own up to your mistakes. Stop being a little bitch. And you better watch your back because J.J. Watt's coming up.
You gotta quit that, acting like a tool stuff kid. So, you don't got anything to show for it. And, you can't talk if you have nothing to back it up, basically. That's all I got to say to that kid.
J.J. Watt proved that he has a lot to show. He was number one last night on the NFL Network's top 100 players of 2015. Good.
I know that. I know you were always rooting for that.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Rodgers won the MVP over J.J. Watt, but J.J. Watt won the number one spot over Aaron Rodgers. Sweet revenge. I like it. Of course, both players deserve their spots. Andrew Luck being the fourth quarterback, though. I don't know. A little controversy there, I would say, between him and Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I was right. That's what I was going to say. I mean, I was surprised Peyton Manning was ranked so high. I'm not diminishing anything Peyton Manning did, but it just was seemed like a rough, end of the season. And and this is all obviously voted by, their fellow, NFL players. And, maybe it's just that they have so much respect for Peyton Manning that that's why they voted him in, just like kind of maybe Aaron Rodgers, if he, didn't have the cast problem at the end of the year, maybe he would have been number one. Who knows? I'm sure it was probably pretty close. And obviously J.J. Watt is totally deserving of it and, everything. But, because – I don't know if the Peyton Manning thing's like a respect thing, like of a legacy that so many people voted him up that high. I'm not sure. And
I don't know,
Tom Brady, Tom Brady is number three.
Super MVP, he's obviously going to go high, but
I know that, but
he did cheat, so I don't know. Maybe some fans would react to that in the wrong way, saying he cheated. He should be top three. Whatever. Hey, he won a Super Bowl MVP for the third time now. I think, he won the third Super Bowl MVP. Give it to him. Number three. I probably would put a number two over Aaron Rodgers, but That's all the.
Wow.
That's the NFL players' choice. Well, the Miami Heat are undefeated in summer league play. Woo, go Heat. There's a lot of games to play right now today. But it's most likely Heat are going to land on the one spot, which means they will play tomorrow at noon against the second place team on NBA TV to see who wins the Orlando Summer League Championship. And on Saturday, they're going right to Vegas on 7-11 to play the Jazz. I can't wait for Saturday.
Got a little breaking news, though, that just might affect us a little bit.
Sorry, go ahead.
Tyler Johnson, yesterday he took a real hard fall, and it looked like, he lost a tooth or whatever on the court, and then,
he lost more than that.
He came out of the game, and he has a broken jaw, and he's going to undergo surgery this week and be out 6 weeks. So, hopefully, the rest of the members on the summer league team come together and keep the winning streak going. But he's been performing really well in the summer league. I was, you know, impressed by him and everything. So tough loss, but you know, it's summer league. He's got time to recover for, you know, the season. So
yeah, it's good. It's good. He has enough time to recover. The season has begun for about 3 months or so. So that's it's good.
Nice.
It's only 6 weeks. Should be fine. Meanwhile, Jason Pierre-Paul, it's more than just an amputated right index finger. It's a broken thumb. So he's expected to make 6 weeks himself. That could mean he's going to miss the season opener against the Cowboys. So, again, I hope the best for him, but go Cowboys. But come back. I got another bold prediction for you guys. This is SC Wallet on MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at WritingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSO Radio.
All right, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a rhyming light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people
know what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
To hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
nope,
nope.
Like this.
All
so
right.
What are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be
Damn. Thank you for calling Kansas Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog.
here only on MSL Radio.
Now, I know it's only Thursday, but I already got a feeling this is going to be a good weekend. This all starts tomorrow. Not just in sports, just in, you know, just life in general. Why? I'm going to see Minions tomorrow. I'm going to see Minions, and I'm going to see the Gallows the same night. 3 o'clock show for the Minions, 5:25 for the Gallows. I am so excited to go see that. I've been wanting to see the Gallows forever. And then tomorrow we also have the U.S. Men's National Team playing Haiti up in Gillette Stadium. Marlins play the Reds. You know, a lot going on. Heat and the championship day. It's going to be exciting. Exciting Friday, at least. I don't know about the weekend, but tomorrow's going to be exciting. Well, let's see what else. I had something else. Oh, so my bold prediction. Jeremy Lin has posted via, I think it was on the Instagram page. He posted, He's joining the Charlotte Hornets.
Yep.
Wow. So Lin Sanity going to Charlotte. They already have talent on the team. Kemba Walker, obviously a great guy from University of UConn. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that buzzer beater when he played for UConn, the Big East Championship. That's the one thing I remember him by, is the buzzer beater. And now they have Frank Kaminsky, the runner-up in the national championship game. Number 9 overall in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So my bold prediction for this team is that they're going to be a 500-plus team next season. They're going to win more. They're going to win. They're going to, you know, their average is going to be over 500 record. Be a sub-500 team. And I think they just might sneak into the playoffs. They just might.
Just might.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first on SCU Wally. SCU says Hornets to the playoffs. Maybe.
Spot seed.
Hold on. That's possible. So with
the thing about Jeremy Lin, too.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to change subject. I'm going to keep going with Jeremy Lin stuff.
Well, no, I just real quick that, you know, he was originally, everybody, you know, obviously he was going to go to the Mavs, and this ties into where you're going again. You know, I think once, you know, DeAndre Jordan decided, you know, or, you know, those rumors flew up, then Jeremy Lin, you know, his agent probably quick scrambled to find him another team. And then another part of just this whole DeAndre Jordan thing is, as far as, like, the other trades going on go, him returning the Clippers kind of screws the Lakers out of getting Roy Hibbert from the Pacers. And now it's looking like the Pacers are going to shop Roy Hibbert to Dallas. So, and then Wes Matthews, I don't know, like, Mark Cuban says he's still going to sign there. You know, people said yesterday that, you know, he'd go to Sacramento or something and take that deal because that was more money. And, you know, because without having DeAndre Jordan there, I say, Wes Matthews, you should run because you're – even though you're coming off a major injury, he's still a really incredible player, and he deserves better than being stuck in Dallas. So, all right, back to what you were going to say anyway, because I can talk about this DeAndre Jordan stuff.
You basically just went into what I was going to go to next, because all over SB Nation on Facebook, I'm seeing it. These people are saying the Mavs are screwed. They have no second chance now that DeAndre Jordan basically dipped them. He's like, I'm out. Get this, and I'm going back home to Los Angeles. I don't really agree with that fact that the people are saying the Mavs are screwed. They're going to go down. No. They still have a lot of guys that they're signing. They have Wes Matthews. Like, you know, Wes Matthews said he was signing regardless of what DeAndre was doing. I know there's other names. I just can't name them right now. I think the Mavs will be fine, though. I think they'll be fine. DeAndre Jordan or not.
Yeah, like when we did, you know, the other night when I was on Andrew Powell's show, you know, I did my top 8, you know, for each conference and everything, like, you know, early season predictions. And I think I had Dallas as a 4 seed, and that definitely will change now because that was, you know, dependent on, you know, DeAndre Jordan, Jeremy Lin, you know, other players, et cetera. So yeah, that's definitely not going to be that ranking anymore.
Yeah, they maybe do that too. When I went on last night, they were like, okay, so what's your ranking for the West? I gave them the West. I told them 1, San Antonio. I had OKC at 2, Gold State at 3. I put Dallas, I put Houston at 4. Dallas was 5, and then 6, 7, 8 were wide open. The East, I didn't have anything. They were like, why not? Why don't you have anything for the East? I was like, I don't know. Because I was only supposed to go on for my predictions for the West, not for the East, so I didn't really have anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, these guys are
crazy
guys.
Well, you did have that bold prediction, though, about the Pacers, though.
And Darren agreed with me. Darren Williams said great that the Pacers are going to be a contender next season in the Eastern Conference. I'm telling you. They're going to be.
All right.
We're hip it or not.
All right.
I'm just saying. We're hip it or not. They're going to be a contender next season. Watch out.
I won't hold my breath, but yeah, we'll wait. See.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But you know, I've been close before. I said that the Houston Rockets were going to sweep the Dallas Mavs, and that was one game short. Just one game.
Mm-hmm.
So close. But that's all we can do.
Right.
Gotta love my bold predictions. Gotta love them. Here's some news. Karl-Anthony Towns scores 24 points and 15 rebounds in front of 15,000-plus fans at the Timberwolves scrimmage. Nice.
Yeah.
Way to go, Karl-Anthony. Do you know when the...
I was just saying that. I mean, that's impressive. You know, it's good that he's showing up right away.
Yeah. Good show. It's good for the T-Wolves because they need some help. Do you know when the Heat scrimmage is? Do you have any idea?
I don't.
Sorry. Wish I knew about these things. We would have more coverage of the Heat if I knew about these things. I'd keep my eyes open more often about this stuff.
Did you see the deal that Tim Duncan is taking? It's 2 years with an option after the first year. It's basically about like $5 million a year. I mean, he's giving them a huge discount. I mean, that team is just loaded.
They are.
Tim Duncan's a good guy and everything. I mean, he probably there's not one guy, you know, that most people totally respect. I mean, you know, there's other players that are totally polarizing to people like LeBron and stuff like that. But Tim Duncan, I mean, he's like Mr. Nice Guy, and I mean, you like most people respect him. I mean, I do for sure.
Right.
That's a pretty deep discount, you know, for him. And then on the other end of the spectrum, that LeBron James is expected to sign today, his 2-year deal. You know, same deal like he did last year.
I was actually confused about that. I saw one thing that said 2-year deal, and Fox Sports said 1-year deal. So I was like, which one is it?
I'm pretty sure, you know, and I've seen it, you know, on running on the bottom of the screen on ESPN too. It's basically a 2-year deal, and it's with a player option after the first year. So sometimes people take that as a 1-year deal type thing and just kind of cut it. But it's for $23 million the first year, $24 million the second year. But the second year's not going to matter because he's obviously going to opt out and, you know, get a new contract for more money, you know, for a new, you know, with all the money coming in. So yeah, it's a 2-year deal, but people sometimes just call it like a 1-year deal because of the whole opt out thing. So yeah, I saw that too.
Oh, yeah, I was just confused on what is it, 1-year deal, 2-year deal? I had no idea. But this just into SC and Wally. The Score reports that Damian Lillard agrees to a 5-year extension worth $125 million. Now, play like him.
And he's on a team
again
with nobody.
Exactly. I don't know if I would. It's sort of like the Anthony Davis situation. I don't know if I would give him that much money because he's like the only guy that can lead this team to anywhere. So, again, another big decision. The Tim Duncan thing. 2 years, $10.4 million for Tim Duncan. But they'll be fine.
Yeah.
The Spurs are going to win the finals. I can see it right now. You know, they already had
definitely a contender.
They've always been a contender. Last season was, I'm sorry, I'm still upset about what they did last season, losing to the Pelicans, which knocked out
Clippers.
The Thunder.
Oh, sorry.
No, the Spurs. I'm talking about the end of the season.
Okay, I was talking about playoffs.
Yeah, I know. The Spurs lost to the Pelicans, which knocked the Thunder out of the playoffs, which they should have been in. And then the Spurs got down to the 60. None of that should have happened. I still think that the Spurs should have been the one seed, and the Gold State would have given them the run for money in the finals. I don't know who would have won that series, but that would have been amazing series to watch. Western Conference Finals.
Yeah. It would have been. I still think Golden State obviously deserve the one seed. The way everything else went down, though, with, you know, everybody after Golden State, it just, the seeding just was like, you know, it was so weird because you've got like a top team like the Spurs at a six seed just because of, you know, who beat who or whatever. And yeah, it's, that was interesting how that played out, just because you wouldn't have expected the Spurs to be a six seed. And obviously, you know, they lost the Clippers in the playoffs, but that was probably one of the best playoff series, especially for a first round series, that I've ever seen. I mean, it was really, really entertaining. I mean, it was good games and, you know, a lot of respect between those two teams. And so, yeah, it was interesting. And but I think the Spurs are definitely going to really push Golden State this year.
Yeah, they definitely will. They should have done that last year too, but again, didn't work out that way. Do you follow the supplement draft? I know I don't. I'm just asking if you know anything about it.
No. I mean, that
NFL's.
No, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm just, no, it's fine. I don't either. I'm just saying, Isaiah Battle selecting the fifth round of the NFL supplement draft. I guess this guy, I've seen his name around, but I don't know much about him.
Yeah, it's you. Yeah, I don't either. I have seen his name, though. I mean, but.
I haven't seen much about him. Seen his name around. Hey, here's one for Andrew.
Yeah. Well, I forgot to mention this before when we were talking about the, you know, players signing their deals. The salary cap actually rose for this coming season, 2015-16. They announced it yesterday. Yeah. It was, the cap raised from $67 million to $70 million. And then the luxury tax threshold then raised from $81 million to $84.7 million. So that gave, you know, some teams a little bit, you know, extra room to work with, but say for the Heat, let's just go there. You know, it saves them a little bit of money because Dwayne Wade's max could have been, I think it was like $23 million, because he took the $20 million. Like, they saved $13 million in tax or whatever. So, you know, in regards to this, but so that, you know, that's given some teams a little bit of extra, you know, hope that they can maybe snag, you know, somebody on the cheap, you know, last minute type thing.
Yeah. Well, the Heat did save, you said, like $13 million. They didn't do much with it. They did sign Gerald Green, and I think it's like an 8-year veteran, to a 1-year deal. I don't even know how much it was worth, but. They're doing something now. It's about time. Keep doing something, signing other people.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, if you're listening, Florida State will play Alabama in the 2017 Chick-fil-A kickoff game at the Georgia Dome. Oh, no, this will be at the new Atlanta Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. So, you know, put that out there. I guess that'll be my last 2 cents. Casey, you got anything? Last 2 cents?
Well, I mean, okay. You know, there's some serious, like, NBA types who, you know, are saying that, you know, DeAndre Jordan is, you know, in the wrong, going back on his verbal commitment, and it's cowardly, and, you know, it's a bad look. You know, here's the thing. DeAndre Jordan just wants to be loved and appreciated. And we should just let DeAndre Jordan make himself happy, and guess what? It entertained us in the process. You know, don't be saying he's not a man and all that stuff. I mean, it's his right, you know, that's how it works. I mean, they might change the rules and everything, but that, you know, that was his right to change his mind. I mean, I know it's, you know, not the best way to go about it, but just let the guy be happy. And I mean, I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
I mean, probably last night was the best night of his life. He had so much fun. Everybody was over there, like, you know, trying to make him happy, and they were playing video games and cards and, you know, all this stuff. And
everyone deserves to be happy. This is the end of SU and Wally. We'll be back tomorrow for the show's final episode of the week.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.